Al Dershberger, Erie County's former commissioner of social services, is on trial this week, charged with raping one of his female employees in her Albany hotel room. Sandra Tan of the Buffalo News has been in the courtroom following testimony this week, and she joins us by phone from Albany this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sandra, yesterday Mr. Dershberger was on the stand and gave his version of the night's events. He says he was invited back to her room while they and others were having drinks earlier in the evening. Now, prosecutors tried to poke holes in his story. They were citing a conversation that was actually recorded after that night's events that was recorded by police. What are prosecutors suggesting?
What they're basically suggesting is that he had pressured her into allowing him into her hotel room while she was heavily intoxicated. And then later, when he was confronted with this, he was alarmed and expressed a willingness to leave his position if she would keep quiet about the matter. They also obviously talked a lot about physical evidence that suggests that she had been sexually assaulted.
What did the evidence, that physical evidence, show?
Well, after the night that the two had spent together, the woman did end up going to the hospital and did have what they call rape kit done on her. The nurse who is a specialist in collecting this type of evidence said that she sustained a number of abrasions, lacerations, and other types of injuries consistent with friction that would suggest that she had been sexually assaulted and that her injuries were consistent with her testimony.
You also, of course, heard the victim's testimony. This was her boss coming to her hotel room. How did she describe her thoughts and feelings at that time?
Her thoughts and feelings at that time she described as anxious, nervous when she actually saw him on her floor when she was returning to her hotel room. But that's actually something that the defense has very much tried to argue against, because the hotel video taken from the floor does not necessarily support that version of events.
Yeah, the defense also tried to poke holes in her testimony in other ways. What stance were they taking?
They pointed out numerous instances, both through Al Dershberger's testimony and through video evidence they collected, that showed that she did not appear to be afraid of or terrified of Al Dershberger, as she had testified, but quite to the contrary, was, you know, enjoying herself. And not only was she, you know, occasionally touching the defendant and laughing prior to this event, but that initially after the event, she also did not immediately call the police or make any very overt motions indicating that she had wanted to leave the situation. So they're basically saying that this was consensual sex on her part, and that in the following day, she felt remorse over what had transpired, what she had willingly participated in. And so she recreated events in a way that made her appear to be more of a victim. So that is what the defense has been putting forward.
Well, Sandra Tan, fine reporting on this event from Albany, and thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Sure. I'm happy to do it.